Of course, we have to recap the week the buzz with Life and Style Weekly here on The Ralphie Show. Big news this week. Cover story for Life and Style Weekly. Prince William, Duchess Kate, expecting a child. Give me some of the details, Jordy. Go ahead.
Well, obviously, you know that she is pregnant, and we are now hearing that there are signs she might be pregnant with twins.
Whoa.
Which is very interesting for multiple reasons. One, whichever baby is born first, if they are twins, that's who becomes the next in line for the throne. And if she has a C-section, it's basically up to the doctor to choose which baby would be the next in line for the throne, which I find fascinating.
Regardless of whether it's a boy or a girl, whoever's first, if they are twins, is next in line to be king or queen.
Exactly. They changed the rules for Kate and Wills, and now if it's a girl, the girl could be next in line for the throne. She could be queen.
Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippy here on the Ralphie Show. Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rossdale, lead singer of Bush, of course, have been married for quite a while, especially when you consider relative speaking to Hollywood. But is their marriage on the rocks, Jordy, or no?
That is what we're hearing, and Gwen even recently said that her marriage is a struggle because they can't spend a lot of time together. They're apart because of their careers. And then recently some pictures came out of Gavin hiking with the nanny, and they seem to be a little bit closer than, you know, a working relationship. He was sort of helping her up the hill with his hand on her bottom.
Oh.
So it's going to be really interesting to see how this, you know, couple plays out. They seem to be one of the solid ones in Hollywood.
Right. Well, I mean, how is the nanny compared to Gwen Stefani? Because Gwen, obviously, even at her age after a couple children, still looks amazing.
She looks fantastic. The nanny, though, sort of is a Gwen-type lookalike. You can see why might be attracted to her. She's a very pretty and busty blonde, I'll put it that way.
Crazy. All right, wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Jordy Lippy here on The Ralphie Show. We've talked about this, of course, this past week, and Liam from One Direction last night on The Ralphie Show saying that he gets it, all the media coverage surrounding Taylor Swift and his buddy Harry Styles. These two, definitely an item, though. They've been out and about in New York, Jordy?
Yep, they were spotted out on a cute little date in Central Park, and then they had a night of karaoke until 4 o'clock in the morning the other night, and then just today, they were spotted holding hands coming out of a hotel last night. So this couple is very much on, and they're going to be together again this weekend at Jingle Ball. So we're going to have to wait and see what's going to happen with this couple. She better not break up with him, or he better not break up with her, because we know there's a song coming out of it.
Regardless, one way or another, probably from both acts, to be honest with you. So.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that battle.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll read about those stories and more with Life and Style Weekly. Senior News Editor Jordy Lippy, hey, have a great weekend.
You too.